What's up? It's the Gary Cantrell Podcast. Welcome or welcome back. Glad that you are here. Come on, sit down, grab a seat, make yourself at home. And I got to say first, right at the top of the program here, I am sorry for not doing a podcast sooner. It almost was a month. Had I waited one more week, it would have been like a month since I did my last podcast. But believe me when I tell you that the month of January flew by so freaking fast that I don't even know where it went. I don't have a ton of memories of it other than going to Tampa, which we'll talk about in a second. But it was just unbelievable how crazy this, you know, as far as how fast this month went by, it just blew my mind. So back here for another podcast, and I'm really glad to be back. I think what got me so busy in January was a lot of the videos that I edited. I had to finish the How Much Money I Made on YouTube, which is live now. If you're watching on YouTube, you can click right up there in the corner or check the description of the Spotify or YouTube or wherever you get your podcast stuff. Just look in the description. I'll post a link to it. But that one took me forever, and it was basically like, I have this thing about like the sitting down and talking, especially with screen recording going on, the YouTube thing, like the ADHD in me gets so bored so fast, and I feel like that other people watching it may also be bored. But the thing is that I wanted to cut out a lot, and I did cut out a lot, but I didn't want to cut out too much because I wanted to make sure that all the information was still present, like all the relevant stuff was still there. I tried to add a nice intro. It's not doing well by most people's standards, by like the numbers that I'm used to on my bigger videos. I would say that it's decent for what I do, but certainly it's not like this like rocket to the moon, like out of this world 100,000 video. And I'm looking at the click-through rate. It looks like it's clearly the thumbnail, but like right now, like I was of the opinion that if I literally waited one more week to post that video, it was just going to be like, I'm never going to put this video out. Like, this is the problem that I think a lot of people run into. It's certainly a problem that I run into, is that I have an idea in my head of like, what is the ideal thing that I want? And when I go to try to transfer that to actually executing, it doesn't always turn out that way. Like the e-bike videos I did, the RAV4 video, like I had an idea, I executed it, and I was actually very, very happy with the way that it turned out, and the view counts reflect that. Now, another reason that this video probably did not do well is also it's a highly competitive search term, but like I felt like I really needed to get it out there just to see what would happen. I think it's valuable information, most importantly. But I was also like, you know, if I'm going to do videos like my podcast, which are not, you know, it's not like really super popular or anything, or some of these vlog videos, I got to have one of those like one for them, one for me. So this was like the one for them kind of video, like that wider reach kind of idea. And the thumbnail, I really thought the thumbnail was good. The first thumbnail I had, I thought sucked. But I posted the video anyway. The click-through rate is less than 1%. So I know it's got to be that damn thumbnail. And I'm going to keep thinking and maybe I'll come up with something better. So that's the deal with that. But I needed to get that video out because it was just taking me forever. And I was also editing a bunch of video, like some vertical shorts for Bubba, which some of those are already up. There's an Ultimate Warrior one that's like, I think over 50,000 already, and it was just posted as of this video when I'm recording. It was just posted, I think, not yesterday, 2 days ago, and it's already taking off like a rocket ship, which is awesome, and I'm super pumped about that. I did probably 3-4 vertical shorts this month, maybe even 5. I don't really know at this point. I'm kind of losing track. But then I also, you know, so I went down to Tampa and they had the royalty party, the Bubba Army royalty party, and that was an amazing experience. I took my friend with me, my best friend, and he doesn't listen to the show, but he went down there and had like a really good time. He made some friends down there. And I'm just so blown away at how cool everybody is. And it's something I saw last year, but even more so this year after another year of like editing, more people, you know, would come up like, "Hey, Gary V. Cantrell, what's up?" Like, it was so cool to meet new people, see people that I met last year. And it was a little easier carrying around my camera and filming this time around because, you know, I had had another year of doing the work for the show and, you know, just offering some great videos to them. And so the name kind of kept, it was out there so that when I finally got back to Tampa, people knew who I was. And that was really, I mean, it was really like humbling too, because there was a point, I'm going to share this here, but there was a point where it was Saturday night and I'm filming one of the main on stage. Bubba's like giving a speech, and this one fella, they call him Iggy, walked up to me and stuck an envelope in my pocket. And I shared a post on my Instagram about it. I didn't want to go into like too much detail. I want to blow up specific people's spots, but there was a bunch of people, Bubba Army people, that signed a card that had a couple of gift cards in there that was just simply saying like, "Hey man, thank you for all that you do." And that, when I say like I was humbled going down there, that was like the ultimate humbling. I'm so thankful for all the people that I've met as far as through the Bubba Army community. I know a lot of people, they have, you know, like people that are not listeners of the show, they have a negative opinion about the show. There's countless reasons why people might. I am of the belief that it's a great show. It always has been. I think it's better than it's ever been. And people think that, quote unquote, the Bubba Army is a bunch of like Neanderthals and lunatics and all that stuff. But truly, like the real, you know, like the ones that you interact with face to face, you put a name to a face and all that, like, these are all real people. They're all real good people. Everybody that I interacted with was super cool. Like, you don't go to an event like that and like there's one or two people that rub you the wrong way. I'm sure maybe somebody else had an experience like that. Like, yeah, maybe somebody gets drunk and they're like just talking your ear off or whatever. But like, I didn't experience any of that. Everybody was like so cool. There was a lot of partying before and after the Bubba parties at the hotel and local bars. And it was just an overall super fun experience. Shot a ton of footage. I did mention in the vlog, or I did mention in the podcast, that I was intending to vlog. That did not happen. One of the things that happens when you get down there and there's all these events is that you just lose track of time and things get crazy. And I think the fact that I had my buddy down there with me and I'm trying to show him a bunch of cool stuff around town, it just never happened. I took a lot of pictures, but there was never any vlogs. And the thing about it too is like, I'm always trying to figure out like, you know, how can I work in doing some vlogs and still enjoying myself? And that's a balance I still got to figure out, because if I go back to like, I don't know what, 2018, 2019, I was always looking for those opportunities to vlog wherever I would go. And sometimes it would make the experience a little more nerve-wracking as far as like, you know, you're trying to be in the moment, you're trying to have a good time. And so it's like, oh, now I got to, you know, pull out my camera and, oh, hey, guys, what's up? We're doing this and all, you know. It just like, I think there's a balance that can be had there. I think that there's a way to do it correctly. And I just need to figure that out. But I wasn't about to like, you know, get myself more worked up about the Tampa trip and trying to film. I was already a nervous wreck. Now, I've already been to one of these parties once. But I was already a nervous wreck just in the sense that, you know, anytime I mean, it's like the second time that I've been to the studio and around Bubba and everybody, and everybody's cool, but it's like I have anxiety. I get nervous. That's just the way it is. But once you get down there, everybody's so cool. And so back to my other point, I really want to work in, you know, vlogging more. And I think that at some point we're going to be able to work that in. And I want to get more vlogs on the channel. I realize we're just in February. There's all the time in the world to do this stuff. But in my mind, I've got it like figured out, like, oh my God, I got to do this and I got to do that. And it kind of goes to a point, which is, I guess, the bigger point of this podcast. I saw something on Threads of all places. Anybody remember Threads? It's still a site, a social media site. It was Instagram's answer to X. And there was somebody, I've seen multiple people posting about this, talking about this, and it kind of goes into like a lot of people on YouTube saying they're quitting or they're burnout or, you know, they want to slow down or whatever. And the fact of the matter is that the thread, the whole point of the thread that the person had posted, and I want to go back and try to find it, and I'll try to throw it in the links down below if I can find it. But basically the whole gist was, like, if you're a creator, like let's say you're a YouTuber or you're a podcaster, two of the things we're doing right here, right now, you can't just be that person. Like, you can't just be the guy or the girl that talks in front of the camera. You can't just be the podcaster, the person that talks in the mic. Like, there's so many parts to the job, if you want to call it that. And that is like, okay, let's say you are a YouTuber. You don't just film yourself. You have to edit that. You have to come up with a thumbnail. You have to come up with a title, a description. If you're a podcaster, you have to edit the audio, edit the video, come up with your title and thumbnail if you're posting it to YouTube or whatever. There are so many different things that you have to be as a creative. You can't just be one thing. Now, if you are the rare one that, you know, does this forever and, like, you know, let's say you've been like 5 to 10 years in the game, you've got over 100,000 subs, potentially more, you're making good money, you got some brand deals, okay, now you can hire somebody to edit your video, maybe get a rough cut, and then you come in and finesse it at the end to make sure it really has your kind of touch on it. Or, you know, maybe you hire out that thumbnail designer or somebody to do your SEO for your podcast or your YouTube. And maybe you get somebody to do your vertical shorts. That's one of the things that, like, slows me down the most is, like, you know, I can come in here, I can record a podcast on video, and I can edit that, I can post it, but man, don't ask me to go back and try to find shorts from the damn thing, because that takes a while. And there's some AI stuff, like there's Opus Clip AI, which is, you can give it pretty much any YouTube video link, and it will go in there, find the high spots, cut them into shorts, caption it for you, which works in a lot of situations. Somebody like me that does vertical shorts, I like to put that ADHD focus on it, where I'm like, okay, this is boring, next, move on. And I think it gives me a competitive advantage when I'm editing one of those shorts, because, you know, I have this idea that, hey, I'm really bored right now with this vertical. It needs to move the hell on. Like, there was a Macho Man short I was working on for Bubba, and I had it started like last week, and I had it pretty roughed out. I had, you know, all the pictures I was going to use. I had my transitions. I had my captions already in place. Captionator for Final Cut Pro. If you're a Final Cut editor, use Captionator. It's on the App Store. It's amazing. But I had it all roughed out, and I'm watching like the first 5 seconds of it, and it's the same image, and I'm like, okay. And I'm looking at like what it's Hulk Hogan telling a story about Macho Man. And I'm listening to what Hogan's saying, and I'm like, okay, I need to figure out a second picture here within that first 5 seconds. I need it to switch onto something else because I need to get that attention. And I'm not going to go into all my secret sauce, but if you watch enough of my vertical shorts that I do, you can pretty much figure it out for yourself. But you know, you got a lot of text flying at you. You got pictures and transitions. So basically, long story short, I went in, I added in another picture within the first, I think, 5 seconds. And instantly I'm like, okay, cool. flying text, boom, boom, boom. Here's your picture. It's changing another one into another one. Okay, great. We have, like, you know, enough that's happening as somebody's getting ready to flick. The picture is now changing. The words are coming at you, and now they're going to potentially stay on. So we'll see how it does, and we'll see how it performs. So we are in the month of February now. As of this recording, it's the first week of February, and I am now currently laying out my next couple of videos that I'm going to be making. I have a portable vacuum that I'm going to be reviewing here soon. I've got obviously some more podcasts to come. I'm going to make this a little bit of a shorter podcast, believe it or not. I'm not going to talk your ear off for 35 minutes this time, but I have a couple of videos in the pipeline that I'm currently working on, and I'm going to get those to you guys as soon as I can. So if you enjoyed the podcast, please do leave a like and a subscribe and a bell notification if you're on YouTube. If you're on Spotify, leave a rating. Apple Podcasts, leave a rating. These are all things that help out the podcast. And I will talk to you guys very soon. Thank you so much for being here. See you on the next one.